Sweet fancy Moses! Look at all these nom-noms! Leilani, get in here!
Holy flying turkeys! Look at all this food! Pete, get in here!
What's happening?
Jumpin' pecan pie! Look at all this food! Tessa, get in here!
Is everything okay? Sweet squash surprise! Look at all this food!
Ryan, Leilani, Pete, Tessa, get your salivating faces over here. Tracy made it clear the 10 News Thanksgiving dinner is later. You gotta wait.
But.
The show comes first, then we can have our Thanksgiving feast.
Yay!
I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard. It's Wednesday, November 23rd.
This is the 10 News Thanksgiving special.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4, 3,
2, 1.
Ooh, Pamela.
What's up, Ryan?
I gotta tell you something I'm grateful for.
Is it pizza?
No, I mean, yes, I'm always grateful for pizza, but I'm even more grateful for the teachers and students at Midland Elementary School. They wrote us a letter, so I paid them a special visit.
You went there? That's so cool. Let's take a listen.
So basically, we got a letter from a teacher named Miss Sovereign, a fourth grade teacher at Midland Elementary School in San Diego, California. We learned that not only did her class listen to the show every week, but so did two others, making it a total of three classes listening to the show.
Whoa!
We knew we had to do something special to thank them, so we put together a surprise. Miss Sovereign organized an assembly for the students and then played this.
Hey, Ryan.
What's up, Cap?
Did you see this letter we got from Miss Sovereign at Midland Elementary?
Yeah, I did. That was so nice of Miss Sovereign to reach out.
It's so cool that three different fourth grade classes at her school all listen to the 10 News. We should think of a fun way to thank them.
We could send them all Nutella fish tacos.
No, that would not travel well.
What if we record a thank you note and send it to them?
That's a much better idea.
Or I could use the teleportation device that Tessa and Pete built and I could go thank them in person.
I'm not sure about that. Tessa said it's not ready yet.
But Pete said it was in beta.
Yeah, beta means it's not ready.
No, I play betas all the time. Glitches and weird things can happen, but it's usually fine.
But Ryan, this is a teleporter. You really shouldn't.
Are you serious? Oh my gosh, Cap, if you can hear me, it works.
Then I got to hang out with them, answer a bunch of their questions, which included, how old are you? Why did Tracy Leeds Kaplan create the 10 News? Is it fun to make? How do you check your news sources to figure out if something is true? It was so exciting to meet so many 10ers and hear their thoughts, opinions, and ideas. They were all so smart, cool, and kind. I have to say, it was one of my favorite moments I've had working on the show. So thank you to the Midland Elementary Rattlers for giving me such a warm welcome, hanging out with me, and listening to the 10 News.
We're grateful for you and all the 10ers listening. You're the reason we make the show, and we appreciate you.
If you and your class listen to the 10 News, send us a message and we might come to you. Visit the10news.com/contact and write us an email or send us a voice note. Hey, Everett, did you see that there's going to be Texas-style creamed corn tonight?
Yeah, I did. It looks really delicious, but I can't have it. It makes my tummy all rumbly.
Wait, what? You can be allergic to dairy? I'm allergic to onions.
What happens if you eat them?
Oh, I start uncontrollably farting, and they smell like burnt eggs.
Cool!
Are you guys talking about food allergies?
Hey, Miss Lane, are you taking a break from the Nature Nerds podcast?
Yeah. I heard there's a Thanksgiving party, and I had to crash it.
Wait, what do you know about food allergies?
Well, I know I won't let you eat any onions today. And I also might know a thing or two more. It's November, and you know what that means. The leaves are changing colors, the air is crisp and cool, and hundreds of people are working diligently to pack giant Snoopy, Pikachu, and Olaf balloons into boxes in a warehouse in Hoboken, New Jersey. That's right. It's time for turkey and all of our favorite Thanksgiving traditions. Watching the Macy's Day Parade. Giving thanks for all of the good things in our lives.
Well, thank you very much.
And of course, gathering together to eat lots of delicious food.
Mmm.
So much food. Turkey, pumpkin pie, cornbread stuffing. Yum. But before you serve up your Thanksgiving feast, check in with your guests. Otherwise, your loved ones might turn into puffy parade balloons right before your eyes.
What?
That's right, folks. Today, we're talking about allergic reactions. Now, you've probably heard about allergies before. They're super common. According to the Center for Disease Control, over 50 million Americans suffer from allergies.
Holy moly!
But what exactly are allergies? Well, simply put, they're a big misunderstanding. You see, allergic reactions happen when the body reacts negatively to a harmless substance called an allergen. An allergen can be basically anything. Common foods such as nuts and milk, airborne pollen, animal fur, and even medicine.
Are you kidding me?
I myself am allergic to grass. You know, that harmless stuff that covers like a quarter of our planet. Yeah, it makes me itchy.
Are you serious?
Allergic reactions can range from mild to life-threatening and include symptoms such as sneezing, runny nose, hives, wheezing, and swollen throat. So, how do these harmless substances become so dangerous? Well, it's all thanks to some miscommunication in the immune system. The immune system is your body's special team of germ-fighting superheroes. They spend their days keeping you healthy by seeking out and destroying harmful bacteria and viruses. But sometimes the immune system gets a little confused and starts treating harmless substances as dangerous invaders.
Warning.
This attack on harmless allergens entering your body is what causes the mild to severe symptoms of an allergic reaction. An immune system attack on harmless foods entering the body is called a food allergy. Food allergies are super common. It's estimated that between 1 and 10% of the world's population have some type of food allergy. That's anywhere from 80 million to 800 million people.
That's incredible.
Some of the most allergenic foods include milk, peanuts, tree nuts, fish, shellfish, eggs, wheat, and soybeans. But a person could be allergic to any food. I'm a little bit allergic to kiwi. It makes my mouth tingle. So, what's the big takeaway? Well, our planet is filled with lots of foods and lots of people, many of whom suffer from food allergies. So, save your friends and family the hassle of a holiday hospital visit and let them know that your new pecan pie recipe contains pickled herring.
Wow, Miss Lane knows a lot about stuff I don't know about.
Yeah, whenever she comes around, I pay extra close attention. Thanks so much for dropping that knowledge, Miss Lane. All this food talk just made me hungrier, though. All right, everybody. It's time for the 10 News Thanksgiving Feast. Let's do it. Woo!
Yay!
Ooh, yay!
What did you bring, Pete?
Something my family cooks every year at Thanksgiving, rutabaga. It's a root vegetable that's a little bitter, but also kind of sweet. And you cook it with butter, and it's delicious. And it's special to me because my dad taught me how to cook it, and his dad taught him how to cook it. So it's kind of like a family tradition. Tracy, what did you bring?
Oh, I brought a sweet potato casserole with gooey marshmallows on top. My husband and kids started making it a few years ago. It's way too sweet for me, but I love that it's something that they all get excited for and make together every year. Miss Lane, what did you bring?
It's my dad's scalloped potatoes. They're super special because he only makes them like twice a year, but I think about them all the time. What's that, Miss Tessa?
I made homemade pierogies, just like my mom always does. We grew up making pierogies every Thanksgiving. They're cheesy, they're delicious, they're fried. What could be better? Leilani, what did you bring?
The stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy.
I think that's my favorite because it was my grandma's recipe and my mom and my aunt make it every Thanksgiving and I've loved it ever since. Everett, what do you have there?
I brought 5 gallons of sparkling apple cider. What makes it special is that it's sparkling. Mmm, bubbles. What about you, Ryan?
Well, I brought chicken adobo. It is the national dish of the Philippines where I'm from. And I know it's not turkey, but it is incredibly delicious and you eat it with rice. And I also like to eat it with a cucumber salad and beans. Did you make that, Pamela?
I brought collard greens. It's something that makes me think of my grandmother. And now that I live in Atlanta, I have it all the time because we're in the South, but I made it extra special for you guys. I'm glad we're getting to share our favorite dishes at our Thanksgiving feast.
All right, everyone, I just got to throw in one more thing. The Thanksgiving holiday does have a complicated history, and last year we talked about the true history and impact on the Wampanoag people. We also had a special guest last year, Matowi Monroe, a leader of the United American Indians of New England, who shared with us the indigenous community's tradition of coming together for a national day of mourning. We encourage you to check out that episode, which we've linked to in our show notes.
Welcome to the trivia room.
But whose turn is it to sit on the trivia throne?
Pete, it's definitely your turn to sit on the trivia throne and answer today's trivia question. You ready?
I was born ready.
What is going on here?
Trivia on the 10.
The month of November is National Adopt a Turkey Month, and every turkey that's adopted escapes the Thanksgiving dinner table. But do you know which two senses are stronger in turkeys than humans? Is it A, smell and taste, B, sight and sound, or C, touch and smell? Tenors, did you guess it? Pete, what's your answer?
I'm gonna go with A, smell and taste, because if a turkey tastes and smells good, it should also be able to taste and smell good, right?
The answer is B, sight and sound. Turkeys' ears can hear low-frequency sounds humans can't, and they can probably see more colors than humans can.
Whoa, that's a lot to gobble on.
Tenors, do you want to sit on the trivia throne and share your trivia knowledge? Visit thetennews.com/contact to get in touch, and we might have you on the show.
What an awesome Thanksgiving feast!
I am so thankful and so full. And now we've got to give some special 10 new snaps to some of our listeners.
But before we do, here's a quick note for the grown-ups.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
Hello, families. Get ready for a thrilling adventure with Culture Kids Podcast.
Join us as we unlock wonders of the world, embarking on a journey through culture, traditions, and languages, all while having a blast with your whole family.
We cover different topics, like different greetings around the world, and K-pop, Texas barbecue, and even Pokemon!
Ignite curiosity, broaden horizons, and inspire empathy in your children with interviews from people all over the world, providing diverse perspectives that your whole family can learn from.
Let Culture Kids Podcast be your passport to a global education where learning and fun go hand in hand.
And that's Culture Kids Podcast
wherever you get your podcasts.
Got it.
See you there.
All right, it's time for 10 new snaps.
Snaps to Miss Zavern in all fourth grade classes at Midland Elementary.
Thanks for listening to the 10 News. 10 Things You Need to Know drops every Tuesday, and our in-depth reports drop every Wednesday. But if you want some bonus content, you can join the Tenors Club on our website or on Apple Podcasts.
The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcasts.
The 10 News creative team is thankful and probably still eating my Obwa's chicken adobo. It also includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, and Tessa Flannery. Miss Lane Farber contributed to today's episode.
Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan.
I'm Ryan Willard.
And I'm Pamela Kirkland. Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Don't be a turkey, because you might not get pardoned.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. Three rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.